Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, offers such as free bets and money-back guarantees entice people to bet more. This is new research from the ESRI. Those at risk of problem gambling are especially susceptible to these inducements, and there is a need for tighter regulations. Professor Colin O'Gara, addiction psychiatrist and head of addiction services at St John of God Hospital, is with me on the line now. Good morning to you.
Hiya, Claire.
So this was a controlled experiment from the ESRI testing these offers or inducements, trying to find out if they alter betting behaviour. And they found that for some people, at least, they do. What's your own reaction to what they found?
Yeah, I mean, there has been previous studies on this, Claire. In 2021, Gambling Commission study in the UK, and there's also Australian data from 2017. So for those of us working in the sector, it's not a surprise. It's not a surprise that people lose more, they bet more, and they opt for poor decisions, essentially. So we certainly expected that. I think it's really positive that the Gambling Regulatory Authority, Anne-Marie Caulfield at the helm there, has chosen to do this study. I mean, I think that's really a positive thing. But, you know, we're still in a situation now where these inducements, as they're called, or free bets, are still there. And they're, you know, they're clearly harmful.
You see, we have this Gambling Regulation Act, which only came in last year. So people will be wondering, well, why didn't that deal with the issue of inducements? It's not in there, but it controls them to a certain extent. But you can still offer these things like free bets, can't you?
Yeah, and it's an excellent point, because these free bets were banned outright if you look at previous drafts of the Gambling Control Bill. And I think if you recall, Claire, Minister James Brown, who's now the Housing Minister, was the Minister for Gambling, for looking at gambling at the time. And he, you know, was quoted as saying that he came under severe pressure lobbying from the industry, which we know from other European countries, particularly the UK. We saw the resignation of Tracy Crouch in 2018 from her post due to the lack of progress in terms of gambling harm. So, you know, the message here is that there was provision for banning this outright, and it was watered down prior to the publication of the bill. Taking into account what's come true now in terms of the previous studies, which I've just outlined, but also this study, Irish-based, done by the ESRI, it's clear that we need to remove these free bets. And just to give you practical examples of what this might be, I drove home from work the other day, and there was a big billboard saying free bets for whatever it was. Another example is a kid who turns 18 and follows Man United, wants to go on and put a bet on Man United. But down the side, there's a sidebar suggesting that they can go into the casino. So it is the ex-Paddy Power founder, Stuart Kenny, who has quoted that this is the equivalent of a kid going in for a shandy or a pint at 18, becoming 18, but the barman then offering them a triple strength brandy at the same time, if I can make an analogy to alcohol. So these inducements, you know, we know that gambling, you know, it's a harmful product per se, but these inducements we know are particularly dangerous and should be banned outright.
And are there people, this from your clinical experience, who are more susceptible to those types of offers than others?
Yeah, I mean, the literature certainly supports that. The answer is yes, straight up, yes. And in my clinical practice, people will tell me that they have tried to, for instance, self-exclude in the past. There are many examples, and these are in the literature, of where UK companies have been fined, where people are trying to self-exclude, and they're on a phone line trying to self-exclude, and they're being offered free bets while they're on the phone line. So there's a long history here of the industry trying to, you know, return as much as possible to shareholders. That is what they need to do. But ultimately, what we don't have, Claire, in Ireland at the moment, and I know and I commend the regulator on this, I think it was a fabulous study, is that we need to move to redress the imbalance that is in place at the moment in terms of harm and profit from the industry. This is a polluter pays model, similar to tobacco and alcohol, that effectively the gambling industry need to pay for the harm that has been caused by the product.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. But Colin, thanks for your time. That's Professor Colin O'Gara, who is head of addiction services at St John of God Hospital. Coming up next, what parents need to know about the platform Roblox.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.